she's come to an impasse in her family life. She doesn't know what to do. So the situation, I think you're familiar with it now, that Gaurasundar has been living with this other girl for 3 years. And Govinda Dasi is under the impression that you've sanctioned that Gaurasundar can have two wives.
He can imagine anything. What can I do?
Oh, well, he told me that you sanctioned it.
I said that you were sympathetic that these young girls have no husband. That
we have nothing to do.
The girl is agreeable to going to she doesn't care, and I just want her to come back.
Gaurasundar is out of also. These things are big. That is my suggestion, that so many girls are without husband. If the husband can maintain, she doesn't like husband.
He doesn't maintain me.
Huh? Then what can I do?
Yes.
That is your effort. But I say, if a person is able to maintain 3 days' wife, then I am not. Now, if he does not maintain, then what can I do? That is your business.
I think I told you the same thing.
Neither is it my business to deal with family. No. That is my general opinion. If you take Kamyutan maintain more than one wife, it is to be question of maintaining. But if one is not maintaining, they are coming in. Generally, Gyastha should live apart from temple. Gyastha should not live in the temple, because it is becoming a problem. Every Gyastha must take care of wife, children, maintenance, and how the temple can be. Temple is meant for this love. Well, no. Embarrassment, bad. I have to do my work, I have to do my business. I have to do this, I have to do that. As soon as I go on, because Vihastha, he has got his own unit. So, everyone has got his passion how to maintain that unit. So, I have to tell you, can you? And better avoid. You should avoid this responsibility. That's what. Temple is meant for a person who is exclusively interested for Krishna consciousness. We are advising to stop sex. And we are flying into sex life. Now we have that's our breath. We are flying into sex life. Straightforward. Yes. So we are advising no sex.
You've gotten some oil in your eyes, you know? Some of that mustard oil in your eyes.
This sex asra. To do that part of the fact. But according to the Vedic system, if a man marries more than one wife, there is one. How it is possible in this condition? We are the first country. That is your country. And we are not. We want meditation more than one.
They cannot live in the temple setting in such a... If they want to do so, they can't live in the temple setting?
No. In the temple, even with one wife, it is not possible. We have to rest with them. Nowhere in the temple is it be a family there. If family starts to pass to the temple, they leave separately, not in the temple, building. That is strictly valid. Becoming a problem. Well, because there are girls, there are boys, the temple is becoming a love-making center. You know, I have just said, look, he has got his wife, he indicates that I have to go.
That's
why. Even going to get up there. The girl is after another husband. This is the practice of the person. Even they are allowed to live as creator, then we still create havoc. It is very problematic. I thought, let them be married, but their business is different, sense is different. Sometimes that, sometimes that, sometimes what, sometimes takes on that, that again indicated with another moment. This took him to the dark. It is pure. We cannot take care for the children at nursery school. Every woman is taking care of her child. Why not a woman taking care of 10 children? Then the mother should be free to do some help to the organization. Now in the morning that everyone is anxious to take care of the children. The marriage, there is problem, children and what is called? Adultery.
Mixing with another man's wife.
Yes. And if they do not marry, then the man is hunting after woman or what is hunting after woman. So both ways they do. If they marry legally, then they left children. Then the problem you have to take care of the children.
And they don't really take care of the children.
It's a very big problem. A temple is meant for advancement of consciousness. That's all. Those who are gathered are family life. Can be anywhere. There is no question of much anxiety for living and eating. That is second. They can be one who wants to live comfortably, with quiet, with sad, to live there, but there is a big problem for the senses. This thing disturbs Kamala Krishna. Therefore, the chief wanted to make some scriptures, but they become very much upset. They don't want to upset, let them leave. But they must always remember the temple is meant for only advancing Krishna. It should not bring other problems. This household happens material problems, sex problems, everything. So how the temple can take responsibility for this? Then the Prabhupada has to be slack. So, yes,
okay, John. I wanted to show you these pictures also. Mm-hmm. Sri Sri gave them to us. They're deities that were made in the Philippines. Very inexpensively by the sculptors there, and they're made out of wood, and they're copies. I just thought you'd be interested.
How big are those deities? Huh? How big are those deities?
They're 27 inches high, and they only cost $15 each to make. And they're made out of carved wood. The anatomy is not very nice. I mean, it could be better. But that's because I think they didn't have anything to copy. But very, very cheap for wood. Very cheap for that much craftsmanship. They're very poor there. But Siddhama, Bipra, Maharaj.
Did you tell somebody?
No, Siddhasarup just gave it to me as I was coming in. He showed it to me. And apparently it was sent to Siddhasarup by Sudama. I don't
know.